Hello, Illustrator. Welcome to Spring 2022. My name is Sonia Crawford, and you might see on this podcast that it says Professor Sonia. You can just always address me as Sonia through email or if we talk on the phone or whatever we have. But I just wanted to take a few minutes and introduce myself. Some of you may have had me before. Maybe you had me last term with Photoshop. Some things are kind of rolling out the same. Some things might look a little bit different. We have projects in this class, assignments, and textbook work. So we're going to be working a lot from the Classroom in a Book series, the Illustrator Book 2021 series. So make sure to get that book. And we're also working with Illustrator 2021, the Adobe product. So make sure you have that and not, you know, Illustrator 2019 or something previous to that. If you have had me before, we had sometimes uploaded work actually directly into Brightspace. That's going to be a little bit different. So make sure to look under important information. And for the rest of you, you're going to be uploading work to files.cnm.edu. So there's instructions there. Make sure you understand how to do that. And for most assignments in this class, I'm going to want what's called the native file format, which is the extension is AI for Illustrator. And I'm also going to be asking for an additional JPEG or PDF file. So you're always going to be uploading an AI file and a PDF or JPEG file. So that's really important. Just get that into your brain right now. I'm always going to be asking for that with projects and assignments and all that stuff. So everything is broken up into modules. This class is going to be running from Sunday to Sunday. So I'll upload new work on Sundays and everything will be due the following week on Sunday by 11:59 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if for some reason you're out of town, make sure that you are knowing or understanding that deadline. This week, make sure to look over the week one checklist. Make sure to sign the online Google form, the syllabus acknowledgement form. Please get in touch with me if things don't make sense or you have any questions. And before you fill out the syllabus acknowledgement form, make sure you are reading the syllabus because this is a contract between you and I. And I know you wouldn't buy a home or get a credit card without reading the fine print. So make sure you do that in this class too. I do have a no late homework policy. I'll just say that that's a little bit in flux right now because of the pandemic. I've had to adjust some things, and I know that even for myself, I've had a lot of personal things going on. And, you know, last term was one of the hardest terms I ever had in the 17 years that I've been teaching here at CNM. It was just challenging for a number of reasons. A lot of people were dealing with stuff. I know people are dealing with unemployment, food insecurity, COVID in their own life, personally with family and friends. A lot of people are grieving, have had deaths directly in their own family. I know I had a death last June 2021. I actually lost my dad to a heart attack. It's sad, and he was much older. He was 89 years old and had a full life, but I miss him a lot still. And the holidays were hard. So, like, I get it, class. There's people dealing with a lot of stuff right now, just in daily life, COVID related or not. So, the no late homework policy is true. And I want you to try to adhere to that and get on track as soon as possible. If things are coming up for you, you have to get in touch with me. I'm not a mind reader. You have to reach out to me. And I'm talking within a couple of days. Either you know that stuff's going on, you have to leave town, something's going on, you're not going to make the deadline, you need to get in touch with me like 1 or 2 days. Seriously, not 3 weeks down the line, class, because I'm not going to be open to you and working with you at that time. Everything is going to be on a case-by-case basis. We're just going to have to work it out. I'll either have you throw it out, move on, or we'll work on some kind of something that you can turn it in within a few days or whatever. Okay, but I just want you to realize that you know, don't quit the class just because you've missed a project or an assignment. Don't drop out just stay in communication with me right now. It's very, very important. And why I have the no late homework policy, just to be honest with you, is because that's the way industry rolls. People don't seem to care that a pandemic is happening or not. Like, people still have deadlines. Time is still money. People are still working on that. And this is an industry in graphic design. If you already work in this industry, you realize how important deadlines are. And you sort of need to kind of understand that sort of philosophy if you're going to stay sort of in this realm, as designer artists. Okay. You can look under the welcome module to learn more about me. What else can I say at this point? Illustrator is awesome. You know, it's such a cool program, and I'm super excited that you all are here. This, you know, at the beginning of COVID, I actually started a little business on the side. I had a web business many years ago, but I started a jewelry business on the side. You know, just a cheaper end type of jewelry, brass jewelry. I used to do some higher end stuff with my partner and I. We used to do craft shows and things like that, but it's firespritedesigns.com, at firespritedesigns altogether on Instagram. Also have a TikTok. You can take a look at some stuff there. And I've utilized, you know, Illustrator for logos and some type of marketing material and stuff like that. And I'm teaching a social media marketing class this semester as well. So I'm going to be kind of incorporating things I've learned with that site. And you know, things I've learned around with Facebook and Instagram and all that type of stuff with that particular class. But, this stuff is all valuable, right? You know, just learning how to use Illustrator. And then, you know, a lot of people are using other types of tools now, like, you know, there's another software package called Affinity that people are using. People are using a lot of other types of apps and things to use as drawing tools and stuff. But it is good to know, to understand and have a good firm grasp of how Illustrator works. So I'm really glad that you all are taking this class. Do the discussions this week. Let me know if you have any questions. Discussions, I would really like it if you could respond to two people in class so that you can get the full points available to you. I do have a discussion rubric that you could take a look at. If you kind of scroll down, you'll see discussion rubric. But we are going to have some projects in here that overlap with assignments. And I really just feel like everything in here will be valuable to you. And please just stay in touch with me. I'm not sure. I may do more podcasts. We'll just see maybe if projects or there's confusion with things. That's another thing I wanted to just state to you is if you go to coursework discussions, sometimes I have links to discussions. Sometimes you just want to go to coursework discussions. I do have a couple of things here I just wanted to point out to you real quick. I have an ask questions here area that, you know, if I'm not quick enough to get in touch with you, like you can't seem to find me during my office hours or something, ask a question and let's be a community of care. Let's care about each other. And if you know the answer and you're like, hey, you know, I know that Sonia talked about that in module 2, you know, step 3, answer them. You know, help each other out. Let's be a community that cares about each other. And I do have a document under module 1, that's like, how can we be a successful asynchronous class? And so you may want to just take a look at that. But I do have some discussions here that are all optional, but you can utilize, you know, the ask questions here discussion board. You can add things to the parking lot. Maybe you're doing a virtual show online. You want to talk about it. Maybe you have some stuff going on and you want to, you know, promote yourself in there, you know, whatever you have that's not necessarily class related, you can put that in there. And if you can always add to how are you doing during the pandemic? And so I say there, like, let's try to keep that a positive space. And you can add videos or memes or things that, you know, you find funny that aren't necessarily against any group of folks. And so you might even read more about that, about my equity and inclusion statement within the syllabus. Let me know if you have any questions. Please, like I said, stay in touch with me. I'm open to any type of questions you have. And so let's, you know, be a community of care, and that includes me, and let me know how I can support you. This is a fun class. I want to have fun, but you know, there's work in here. Like, we have to do work, and I'm sure that, you know, if an A is what you're seeking, it's possible. You just have to make sure that you are aware of deadlines, and that you're, you know, good at multitasking, that you come into the shell a few times. I'm just talking shell, Brightspace, at least a few times a week. You know, make sure that you're kind of on task, that you know what's going on, and always, you know, stay in contact with me if anything comes up for you. All right, class, let's have a great term, and I look forward to getting to know all of you through class. I'm super excited, and I'm trying to be positive this spring 2022. Spring is always a time of rebirth, revitalization, so I'm trying to just bring that into all the classes that are starting on Monday. Okay? All right, let's have a great one, and I'll talk to you later.